You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, bros. From the Lifeline, Dr. Bob here. Look, always good to come and talk to you about the things of our wonderful Savior, Christ Jesus. Just appreciate you, and just want you to know, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. If you get anything out of it, if you get any help, you can simply get up with your friends and you pick it up simply by going to WCNO.com, scroll down to the word on demand, click on that, and you click on any Saturday, and you'll see the program Lifeline. And either my son Landon or myself will be there. So I just want to share that with you. Look, I just want to talk to you today. I've been talking to you a lot about the Holy Spirit. I'm really trying to get out of this series. I have two more teachings that I'm going to get out of it. But these are very important. I mean, I really want to talk to you about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We really do need the Holy Spirit working in our lives. So I want to talk to you today about the Holy Spirit and about His gifts. Now, I probably won't get there today, but I've been hearing from the Lord about two different tongues and prophecy. I mean, the Lord has given me details. I mean, just more than I've ever heard anybody teach or preach on. I don't know if I get there today, but if not, next week I'm going to just cover those two subjects, prophecy and tongue, and the Lord's being my teacher. So if the Lord's teaching me, and that means what I'm going to give you is from the Lord. So I'll absolutely assure you, if you tune in the next week, I don't think I get to lay our cover prophecy in tongues about as detailed as you've ever heard it covered. All right? Okay, let's go. The only reason I'm spending so much time on the Holy Spirit gift is because we so badly need them. I believe we're in different times in the church than we've ever been in our history. Our nation's falling apart, no question about that. I hear it from everybody you talk to just about. The attack of the enemy is at an all-time high. Paul said that we wrestle. Now listen, wrestle means contact, contest. If you wrestle, it's contact sport, it's contact. It's contest. We wrestle not against principalities, not against powers, but spiritual wickedness in high places. I believe the church is still in neutral here. We are just not equipped for the fight. I've been thinking about this thing that happened in South Carolina this past week. What a shame. People having a Bible study, just simply coming together for a Bible study, and a young wicked man comes in there. Now, he has to be filled with the devil and kills all these people. Now, look at the price he paid for what he believed. He's going to prison the rest of his life. He's like 21 years old. Then he's going into eternal hell forever. Well, he don't know any of this. He's just an absolute jerk. But the bottom line is, you can see the perfect picture of the wicked one. I mean, I am absolutely guarantee you the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And guess what? He uses people. He uses people. The devil killed them people. The devil killed the people of God. The devil killed those innocent people that were just worshiping God and learning about the things of God. The devil drives, but the devil kills, the devil steals, and the devil destroys. As simple as that. Anyway you slice it, he's driven by the devil, because murder can't come in any other way. And listen, he gave his life for that. He's going to be in prison till the day he dies. Hopefully they'll put him to death, but probably not today. But he'll be there the day he dies, and he'll be in eternal burning hell forever. Driven by the devil, okay? Now, are we empowered? Well, are we powered up by the Spirit of God for that? I mean, look how much hate the devil's putting out. Look how powerful he is to drive someone to give their life for such a cause. This is big. All right, how much more will God give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? How much more will Father do for us? You know, we really need it. We just really need the Spirit of God in our life today more than any other time in history. And I'm going to give you one example. We drop our children off at kindergarten age of preschool, and we leave them there for about 17, 18 years. And then about 90% of them never come back. Now, they've been in the church from the cradle to they're out of high school. 90% disappear to the woodwork and never come back. Now, look, they're not prepared to fight the good fight. They're not prepared to wrestle the devil and the world. Are they? I guarantee you they are not. Listen, all they really got out of the church in them 17, 18 years is pretty much churched. They're out there powerless. The Spirit of God is not in them. I mean, they might know some things, but believe it or not, they are not powered with the same power that the evil one is powering his people with. They're not doing it. They are just not. Look at the people of ISIS. You know, that's the work of the devil, cutting off people's heads. The devil comes to kill. The devil comes to steal. The devil comes to destroy. And he's out there. He is out there with both feet. We can train a young person in church 17, 18 years. They're powerless. They're powerless. They can tell you all about church, and they go right out in the world, gobbles them right up. They are not being prepared with the Spirit of God. It's not being departed in them. It's not being imparted to them. Listen, we need to make some change. We need to get hold of the power. I remember years ago in a church, well, they give you a form to fill out to try to figure what your spiritual gift was. And I mean, some people's gifts would be helping the homeless, and some people's gifts would be this and that. And there was absolutely no truth to it whatsoever. The God gives the Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives gifts as He chooses. These gifts come from God. We can't fill out a paper and find things we'd like to do and call that the spiritual gifts of God and empower a person for this evil, wicked world. No possible way. Look, they're just not powered to fight the fight. When these young people go out in the world, they're just not powered up. They need the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the power of the Spirit of God. I can't begin to tell you how many pastors, deacons, wonderful church member families that I know whose kids are caught up in either the gay lifestyle, drugs, sex, rebellion, and some in jail. After pulling 18 years in church service, after being there all their life just about. Now, the church may be doing everything right. I'm not saying that it's not. But if we're still losing our kids to the world, it's just not enough. We must have the spiritual power that Jesus left us with working in our lives. Really, absolutely true. Just church itself is not enough. We need the Spirit of God in us equal and greater than the wicked spirit that's in the world. In fact, Paul says, greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world. And that's absolutely true for those that have it, for those that know, for those that taught, for those that's trained, for those that are prepared. But for the most part, we are not prepared as a church to fight the good fight. Listen, as Jesus said, I will pray the Father, He will give you another Comforter, and He'll be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither knows Him, but you know Him, He dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, that I will come to you. He'll take the things of Jesus and He'll show them unto you. All right, are we really getting that? Look, you're really somebody out there if you're a Christian, but you don't know who you are. That's the biggest problem with Christians. They don't know the power that's available to them. They don't really know who they are. Listen, the world can't receive the Spirit, but you can. I just want you to think about that. I don't care who you are out there today. You can have something the world can't have. You can have the Spirit of the living God living in you. Is there anything greater than that? Is there anything on earth more powerful than that? Should there be anything more desirable than that? You can have the Spirit of the living God. Love, power, authority, mercy, grace, goodness, everything that He is. You can have His Spirit living in you, and yet the church world is out there stumbling, getting beat up because they don't have it. Yet it's promised to us. The world don't know Him, but you can. The world can't even know this wonderful God, but you as a Christian, you can know him. He's not in the world, but he's in you. Look, listen to me a minute. You can really have it all. I mean, if you have the Spirit of the living God, if you have the Spirit of the one who hung on a bloody tree, let's start with the garden. He was in the garden, kneeling down, said, Father, is it possible? Can this cup pass from me? Oh, and the word says he sweat as if it were drops of blood. I mean, Jesus had to go to that cross to wash your sins away. And look at him on the cross and, oh, Father, why have you forsaken me? Now, this is the price that's paying for you to have salvation and to have the Spirit of the living God imparted to you. Listen, we can't afford to take this for granted. Look at the price paid for you. Look at what Father God has done for all of us. Now listen, he's empowered us with himself, with his own Spirit. We take it for granted. We don't drill down deep on it. We just take it for granted. And look at the condition of the church and of the world. Jesus said, the world will see me no more, but you will. If that wasn't enough, if you will just follow the Lord, you already have eternity mapped out. Being in the presence of God, having everything you could ever ask for, absolutely escaping hell. Listen, God is good, and he'll be good to you, and he is good to you, but you need to know him. And you need to know how to have his Spirit now living in you. Now, the world can't be powered by him, but you can. You can power up. Can you believe that? You can be powered by the Spirit of the living God. Do you think there's greater power, wiser power, more power available to you than that? Look, God is good, my friend. He really is good. I'm just sick of seeing the world get so beat down by the wicked enemies. Every day, murders and slaughter. We've never been like this in our life. We're just literally giving ourselves over to the work of the evil one, letting him win. But we're more powerful than he is. Greater is he, the Lord Jesus, in you than he is in the world. We have more power than what we're seeing on TV, but we don't know it, and we don't know how to get it, and it's not activated in our life. Simple as that. We have it. I'm living it. I really am. I'm living in rest. I'm living in comfort. I'm living in peace. I'm living in good health. My friend, know the Holy Spirit at all costs. Remember Jesus said, know him. Well, do you? He is your comforter. He is our contact point on this earth to the Father. And he comes to you through the precious, wonderful name of the Father, Son, Christ Jesus. Oh, how wonderful he is. John 1:3-3, John said, he that sent me to baptize with water, that's Jesus, that's God, that's the Holy Spirit, the same said to me, upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending, that's Jesus, of course, and remaining on him, the same as he was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Although when you see the dove come, when you see the Spirit come upon Jesus, rest upon him, he is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. Are you baptized in the Holy Ghost? If this people that spent this 18 years in the church, I'm telling you about our young people, were baptized in the Holy Ghost, they wouldn't be in jail. They wouldn't be. They wouldn't be messed up lives. They would not be in the condition they are. They wouldn't be in rebellion. Something's missing. I can tell you right now that you spend all this time, and I'm not talking just about you. How about yourself? I've done a lot of jail ministry and a lot of helps ministry in different organizations, people out of rehabs, out of jail, out of everything. I mean to tell you, they know the Lord, but they never was empowered to fight the good fight. They can get, they'll tell you, oh yeah, I was raised in the church, I've been to church all my life. My dad was a deacon. They were never empowered to fight the good fight. They were never baptized. You can't be baptized in the Holy Ghost and go to jail for stealing, or go to jail for drugs, or have a messed up life. I don't see how the two can happen. I mean, you can think that. I can't see it. I think they come out of church. I think they miss it. I don't think they're empowered. And I'm not just talking about it. I'm talking about all of us. I don't mean to zero in young people. I certainly don't mean to zero in church. I'm just telling you, Jesus baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Do you have it? If you think you do and you're powerless, you don't have it. Something that's pretty simple bookkeeping. What is it? You have to know how to value it. If Jesus baptized you with the Holy Ghost and power, and you're a messed up person, I mean, where is the Holy Ghost and power? Just leave that alone. I'll move on. You know you have the baptism when you have power to witness and testify of Jesus. If your life is not a witness, if your life can't witness, if who you are can't witness of Jesus, you're not empowered. You can't be. You'll have power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, he said, and you'll be witnesses unto me in the uttermost parts of the earth. If your life does not witness of Jesus, you don't have the witness of the Lord Jesus in you, which means you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost in you. You may think you do. You may be taught a little bit of stuff in church, but do you have it? Jesus said you'd have it when he comes upon me. Everyone I asked if they're in it. Well, I'll skip that for a moment. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out devils. I mean, you see anybody ever doing that? They'll speak in new tongues. See anybody doing that? They'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. So where do we get started here? Are we seeing people doing these things? Are we doing these things ourselves? When Jesus made that statement, speaking in tongues, in Mark 16:15, the disciples had no clue what he was talking about. This was to come after he had departed from the earth. They had never witnessed it. It had never been verified. They didn't know what he was saying. I'm sure they didn't, because they had never experienced it in any way. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14, the Apostle Paul introduced us to the gifts of the Holy Spirit that Father has given us. He then teaches us how to use these gifts perfectly, and they're the perfect the saints, edify the body of Christ, and do the work of the minister. He seems to be the only apostle now that has good understanding of these gifts. Listen, we really need these gifts in our life, and if you don't have them, you know, we really need them. We need them in the church. I know for a fact that the church don't operate in these gifts for the most part. If so, we wouldn't be so messed up. It looks like to me, if you're out here in the world, the enemy is beatious. The enemy is running the battles, and he should not be. It just is not right that anybody uses the belt. But we have all these wonderful gifts that we seem not to use. We just don't do it. Paul said, concerning spiritual gifts, brother, I would not have you ignorant. And Paul comes back from this trip to heaven, this 14 days, loaded with these gifts. He says, now there's different gifts. There's diversity. There's a wide variety of gifts. But there's only one Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. Now there are different administrations. There's a difference in how these gifts can be used. But one Spirit, one God. These gifts are from God. These gifts come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to perfect the saints. That's us. To do the work of the ministry. To edify, build up the body of Christ. This is what builds up the body of Christ. This is what edifies you as a person. This is what gets the work of the ministry done. And yet, we depend on pastors teaching us. And that's good. We need to be taught. But listen, we can be taught all day long. We can stay in church and we know every color in Joseph's coat. But until the Spirit of God is in our life and operating through our life, we will not have power in this wicked, evil, falling world. Now, he says there's diversities of operations, different operations now. It's the same God, he said, the same work that manifests the Spirit is given to every man to profit with. Now, that would include you. Are you profiting with these gifts? What's your gift? Are you profiting with these gifts? Look, if you need help here today, just want you to know we're here to help you. Our phone number is 772-221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. If you need help in any way, you can give us a call. We'd be more glad to help you. Also, I'm involved in a Tuesday night group, and we're seeing people heal. We're seeing people set free from problems. We're seeing God move, and everything I'm talking to you about, and I'm seeing this every week. If you will email me, I'll be glad to tell you where it is and to get you there. Send us through it. If you send me an email, I'll show you how to get there and so on and so forth. And But if you really need help, you know out there if you're messed up. You know if you need the power of God. They're laying hands on people for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They're casting out devils. They're praying for the sick. It's just a place of worship and praise and honoring the Lord. The work of the Lord is being done. It's not what I'm teaching. You can see on Tuesday night if you want to see it. Just email me at trylifeline@gmail.com. Trylifeline. If you'll email me, I'll show you how to get there and I'll give you more detail. I'm not going to do it over the phone. I don't want to spend the time doing it, but I'll do it if you get me. Now, there are diversities of gifts here, but there's only one Spirit to manifest all the gifts of God, and God is willing to do this for you. It's time to profit through the receiving and using of the gifts of the Spirit. My friend, if you're not operating these gifts, something's wrong because they're available. Let me just give you this one gift, the gift of wisdom. This is the most wonderful gift. It gives you, without thinking, the wisdom and the thinking of the Spirit of God. That's really true, especially when you're trying to help somebody. If you're in need, if you're hurting, if you're trying to pray for somebody, help somebody, this is a real gift. It is from the Spirit of God. It is from God through the Lord Jesus Christ, imparted to you by the power of the Holy Spirit, gift of wisdom. It's named in the nine gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14, available to all. If you cry out to them, you have to seek them. You have to believe the word of God. You have to ask God, talk to God, pursue these things. The gift of wisdom, listen, this is the most wonderful, without thinking now, you can have this wisdom. When you're praying for somebody, trying to help somebody in ministry, you really need this gift, friend. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have wisdom that comes direct from God? You can. This wonderful gift, it doesn't make you smart necessarily, but I notice every time you speak or testify for the Father, it always comes out right. The gift of wisdom will be there to help you to properly testify and witness of Jesus and also to help you in your life. I mean, these are gifts from the Spirit of God. Listen, this is not just something you can buy at Walmart. I'm talking about gifts from the Spirit of the living God. Can anybody not want that? Gifts from the Spirit of God Almighty. Listen, gift of wisdom. Can you get more wisdom than this? It comes from God. You need to pursue the gift of wisdom. It's a marvelous gift. There's the gift of the word of knowledge. Father God, by the Holy Spirit, can give you a word of knowledge for a person where you had no clue what to say, none. It can change a person's relationship in a moment, can change a person's life in one moment. I am not saying this operating in the church like we should, but it's out there. I've been praying for a person, and the word of life would come to me, and the Holy Spirit whispered to me, ask her why she tried to commit suicide. Man, you cannot know that. You can't get that at Walmart. You can't learn that. You can't be taught. You can only gift that by the Spirit of God. And then when you ask her why she tried to commit suicide, her whole life opens up to you. She just breaks down and tell and everything that God, if God shows you this, then God wants to deal with that and help that person. If you see it, it's an automatic cure because God wouldn't have showed it to you if you didn't want to help her. The minute that you speak that word and that person breaks down and misses out, then she'll share all her problems and then God will give you wisdom then to minister to her and her whole life will be changed. Now that is a wonderful gift of God. I've seen that gift happen myself personally. It is a marvelous, marvelous thing. I'm telling you, these are gifts from the Spirit of the living God. The highest authority in the universe has gifts for you. Does that sound good to you? That's really true. The highest authority in the universe has gifts for you. And I've been praying, and the Lord asked me, ask the person about his relationships. The minute you do that, the person begins to break down now. And he's having problems with his wife, or whatever it is. Just break down then, and then you can give him the mind and the will of the Lord. And the Lord can step in then and speak into that situation and begin to settle. All these gifts are absolutely wonderful. I've been praying for a person, and the Lord says, she has a hernia. My then, the Lord wants to hear you. Lay hands on her then and pray for her. If he says she has a hernia, that means he wants to heal that hernia. You lay hands on that person and you pray for that person and you get that person healed. It's a marvelous thing. This is all from the Spirit of the mighty living God. And when you get these words of knowledge and the the gift of wisdom kicks in and shows you how to use it and how to speak and what to say and how to say it, and you do everything just right. The gift of faith, it's a marvelous gift. The Holy Ghost can put in you this gift to believe for more faith than you know you have. Bigger faith than you, much bigger than you. Enable you to minister and to see and to know and to step out and go further than you'd ever go. I mean, it's really a great thing to help somebody with this marvelous gift of faith. It's a wonderful gift. This takes you further than you are, makes you bigger than you are in ministry, gives you wisdom you didn't have. It's a marvelous thing. It's a wonderful gift. The gift of healing. What a marvelous gift to be able to lay hands on a person and see them healed. This is one of the gifts that God gives us. Just like I said, go back to the 1 Corinthians, to the 12th and 14th chapter. This is a real gift that God gives to help to get people healed. Jesus, listen to this. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Does that not say to you, our master wants his people healed? And Jesus said, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The they shall people, that would be you. Isn't that an amazing thing? That gift's available to us. Well, look, next week I'm going to cover a prophecy, and I'll cover working of miracles, and I'll cover tongues in definitely in detail. But look, if you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, you really need to give me an email, or you can give me a call right now and I'll pray for you. But you can also give me an email at trylifeline.com, and I'll take you to a place Tuesday night where you can get baptized in the Holy Ghost. These people are qualified. We just have a tremendous team. They'll lay hands on you for the impartation and get you baptized in the Holy Ghost. If none of this stuff is working in your life and you're in church and think you have everything, you're fooled. You really are. You really need to be filled with the Spirit of the living God. Look, I need help in the ministry. Would you please help us? Our address is Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Lifeline, Jensen Beach, 34958. I really need support. I really need help. So I'm going to say it again. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Jensen Beach, 1603, Box 1603, 34958. Or email us if you have any needs whatsoever, any questions that I can help you with. Email us if you need prayer for friends or whatever. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline and TryLifeline, one word, Gmail. TryLifeline, Gmail. It's pretty easy. TryLifeline@gmail.com. 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 And don't forget, please support us. Help us out here. We really do need it. We're not getting proper support. We're far short. And we don't take nothing. We just pay for a program here. And we're doing most of that ourselves. So we need help. It's Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Look, pursue the Lord for these wonderful, magnificent gifts that are available to you. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Go after him. Get these gifts done so you can help people. So you can be empowered up for your own life. So you can fight for your family, for your children. If you're all messed up, you know there's more available for you. Get your hands on the Lord. Don't let him go. Look, God bless you. We'll see you again next week. Next week, I am going to cover tongues and prophecy. These two gifts people don't know much about in more detail than you've ever heard. And the Lord's really given me good stuff. So hang with me next week. I'll see you then. God bless you. The Lord bless you. And I speak the word of the Lord over your life, empower you and bless you and everything you do in Jesus' name. God bless you now. We will see you next week. Have a great week. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.